Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Wednesday to you out there at Realside Radio Land on the GCN Radio Network. This is Whiskey Dave in the chair tonight for Joe Messina. You can find it at joemessina.com and therealside.com. And you can always give us a phone call over the next 3 hours here at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're 24 hours after a citywide riot that took place, gathering, you want something Black Lives Matter are calling it a gathering, but massive rioting engaging in extensive looting was taking place downtown Philadelphia last night. Multiple stores, including Apple, Nike, Macy's, you name it, they've been broken into. Massive amounts of product have been stolen. And this is just the latest in an ongoing series of crimes that are taking place all across the country. We've seen what's happening in Portland and in Seattle and Los Angeles. And, you know, they're going into Nordstrom's and just running in and grabbing stuff. What is going on here, folks? It feels like there is a complete, utter breakdown of society. And I don't know about you. I don't know if this is something that could be addressed politically at this stage. This is a cultural phenomenon that is taking place. And I agree that a strong-willed politician can come in and increase law and order. But this is really a local decision-based situation, whether it's Los Angeles or Philadelphia, Seattle, Portland, St. Louis, Atlanta, wherever these incidents are taking place, no matter who is in the White House is going to be able to increase the protection for local city businesses. And we're seeing businesses in San Francisco. They are leaving in droves. This is part of a response to the suffering economy, and we're going to be talking about the economy much this hour here. But also, I think, a breakdown in our culture and the lack of value that we instill in our police officers, in those that are serving to protect us, the 99.99% of them that go out every single morning, kiss their spouse on the cheek and wonder if they're going to come home that day and do a great job. You know something? We have devalued that in this country, starting with the George Floyd riots beginning in Minneapolis 3 years ago, and the defund the police movement, and everything that has brought on over the past 3 years. And the economy itself, which has in many ways absolutely been cratered by this administration, by the policies of zero interest rate policies, of cheap money now not being so cheap, and this pulling the emergency brake in the economy as the Federal Reserve has done, in response to the inflation. Remember 2 years ago, the transient inflation, how transient inflation was going to be? and that this was only a temporary situation. This was Janet Yellen. This is Jerome Powell. This is Joe Biden telling us 100% certainty, looking into the mirror and wagging their fingers at you, that you should not feel bad about a temporary blip in pricing. And we know that it is not temporary. Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve have said as much just in the last week with the FOMC meeting, coming out stating point blank that inflation is here to stay and that interest rates will go higher still and remain elevated for longer, which is now prompting massive concerns among investors what it can mean for the economy. But you know this. I know this. We don't have to listen to Jerome Powell. We don't have to listen to Bidenomics being crammed down our throat, foie gras style, as if this was the savior of the economy. No, it's actually the instigator of some of the massive problems that we're having. And what we are looking at now is everything is more expensive, and it is significantly more expensive. Are you in California? I know we've got stations all across the country. But if you're in California right now, we're topping out between $7 and $8 a gallon for gas. $6.50 in many of the suburbs of Los Angeles. $7 the further out you get. $8 if you're in Death Valley or places that are more remote. Up to $10 in Furnace Creek. This is the reality. And you know who's paying for this? The people that could least afford it. The people that could least afford it, the people with money, are working from home, they're driving EVs, they are not at all worried about it, and they are saying to you that you shouldn't be worried about it, that you're racist if you are. This is crazy time that we're living in here right now, and we're going to be talking about all of this, what the potential government shutdown is going to look like, how that's going to negatively affect U.S. credit ratings, and a whole lot more after the break. I'm delighted that we're going to be bringing back to the show a good friend to the show and a great guy all around, Rick Andrade, who is an investment banker. He's a business development and management consultant with Janus Associates. This is a guy that knows what is going on in the economy, and he's a fantastic columnist for CEO World Magazine. I always say that when I introduce him, CEO World Magazine. You want to check out because they have a really good insight as to what is truly going on with small and medium businesses in this country, which is the backbone, ladies and gentlemen. It is the backbone of the lifeblood of this economy. You want to talk about the economy? Talk to folks like Rick. He's going to be up next. We're going to really pull this all apart so you know exactly what needs to be done next year in the election. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. Don't go away. We've got three straight big hours coming up here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Here at Real Side Radio, trying to translate everything into English for you all, because it is just all so confusing out there, but it really isn't when we step back from it. Here at Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe, as well. I do ever so often. I think I'll be back here again next week as well, a couple times. So this is a pleasure being here, talking about what is going on. We know that the kids' table right now is debating the issues of the day, the economy, over at Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, and I say the kids' table because they are so far under, I think like 50 points under where Trump is for the nomination right now. But I think one of the biggest issues right now is the economy, the aforementioned economy, as I was discussing before the break here. And really, there is no better guest that I love to have returning on an ongoing basis than Rick Andretti, who is an investment banker, a business development and management consultant for Janus Associates. This man is also an opinion columnist for the CEO World magazine. Great articles, and we're going to be discussing one here tonight. Rick, welcome back to Real Side. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well.
Dave, thank you very much again for inviting me back. Appreciate it.
Of course. So before we get into certain particulars, I really wanted to get your perspective on things. A lot's changed in the last several weeks since we've had you on as far as numbers that have been coming out. I just want to get your initial input on what we're seeing right now with the Federal Reserve suggesting last week that interest rates would go higher still and remain elevated for longer, which is and we've also got issues like the potential U.S. government shutdown, which could begin as early as October 1st, just in a few days, that could impact the credit rating of the U.S. Inflation is still through the roof. We've got $6, $7 gas here in California. What are you seeing and hearing right now in the tea leaves from folks that you're dealing with mergers and acquisitions and basically businesses across the fruited plain here?
Yeah, it's the question of the day. It's what's on everybody's mind. It's the concern ahead of anybody that wants to take their business to market and find a buyer, and that's what we do. There's the issues out there. We hear from them, and we explain to them what we hear from others. And essentially, they are large, and they are huge when you consider the impact that it could have on any type of deal. I kind of look at it as we're in the middle of the eye of the storm, or something I call the big lag, meaning we're waiting and waiting and waiting, like you're walking across thin ice. You just don't know. And that's sort of what we're facing here. The macro big swamp, big black swans out there are, of course, the stock market could just suddenly find that the earnings don't match up and it crashes. Russia could do something crazy in Ukraine. The 2024 elections could suddenly find themselves contested even before they're cast. China could invade Taiwan. Or like you said, debt shutdown or a government shutdown could cause our debt to be downgraded by Moody's and ultimately put pressure on the U.S. as the reserve currency of the world. And that's the thing that keeps America going, is that the U.S. as the reserve currency of the world, meaning that it's the most trusted place to invest, and wherever there's trouble, people come here to put their money. And that's going to continue, my friend, I think, for a long time. But like you said, there's also a potential for stagflation, which is inflation without growth. And that we're seeing in the food and energy sectors, where lower-income people whose budget is impacted directly by food and gas, that could be a problem when it comes to this holiday season spending. So if the Fed does not put a pause on interest rates and leaves that question mark out there, which it seems to be doing, because it says we're starting to see a tipping of the balance, we're starting to see consumer lending suddenly tip, we're starting to see the credit spreads between high yield and treasuries starting to widen a little. These have been really stubborn metrics, including unemployment, which is 3.8%. We haven't had a 3.8% that low since Vietnam. Mm-hmm. My dad, you know, when he was a kid. So we're doing pretty well in those, in that sort of overall context. But the problem really is this lag effect of what the Fed has done and what credit card delinquency is starting to show us, what the credit spreads are starting to show us. And ultimately, this could lead, like I said, back in March or whatever, something clouds on the horizon, at least, maybe a big storm. But that's where we're at.
Yeah, Rick, I mean, you mentioned a lot there. It was loaded, and this is why we love to have you on. And you're referring to credit card balances being the highest level they've ever been, over $1 trillion. And now defaults are going through the roof. We've got repos of cars going through the roof. We've now got the student loan payments that are to begin in October, although they're saying we're not going to report you if you're late on credit. That's a mess. And just today, in our last couple of minutes here before our first break, just today, the benchmark 10-year Treasury yield, it rose to the highest level that we have seen since, 2007. And nobody in this audience needs to be reminded of what that was the beginning of. So you're seeing all of these indicators right here. Are we looking at something similar to that? History rhyming? What are we looking at?
Yeah, I think these are headwinds. And like you said, the reinverted yield curve or the disinverted yield curve, where the long end rises higher than the short end. It's supposed to be the short end. The 2-year is supposed to go down, and the 10-year is supposed to go up, and that's supposed to be the balance of the curve. But but it's kind of going the other way. So this inverted yield curve is a great professor, Campbell Harvey over at Duke, who created the inverted yield curve. And he says it could be 18 months out. So that first occurred July last year. And now we're looking at about December this year for the inverted yield curve to prove that it's the accurate gauge going forward, which it has proven to be accurate for the last 10 recessions since the 1960s. So, wow, we're headed towards a lot of uncertainty. It's just like Reinhart and Hogarth say in their book, is this time different, if I remember correctly? And it's always, yes, somebody says it's different, but actually it's not.
And it's impacting. Here's the problem that I see with this. And the issue is, obviously, inflation is really, really taking a chunk out of families' budgets. And when I drive by the station and I see $6.50 for gasoline, and I'm looking at the poor gardeners that are trying to fill up their 1987 Tacoma, and they're just trying to work for a living, and they got to spend $150 to fill up that tank. Who do you think has to pay for that? It isn't the guys at the upper, you know, upper echelon of society. They're driving EVs or working from home. It's the people that have to drive 2 or 3 hours out to San Bernardino because they can't afford to live in Los Angeles anymore, and they're spending all of their money on gas. This is really hurting families, isn't it?
Yeah, tell it to a UAW worker. When Biden goes out and tries to shore up that end, thinking, well, these guys need to be making 40% more per hour working for the auto industry, let's support them. At the same time, though, a Tesla worker makes half that and is producing cars people really want to buy. So it's a conundrum in that regard to figure out which is the right end to point up.
Well, as we go into our first break here, now I'd love for you to stick through here because we've got a lot to talk about tonight, Rick. It's the same with the McDonald's, okay? They're going to be charging $18 for a Big Mac value meal. Who's going to have to pay for that? Again, it's the people that can least afford it. By the way, everybody, check out CEOWorld.biz. And, Rick, we're going to talk about your article, The Real Secret to Success. It's a fantastic discussion point. We will be back here after the break at Realside Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Don't go away, folks. This is going to be and continues to be a fascinating discussion. We'll be right back after the commercials.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Illegal immigration is surging to unprecedented levels. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz
says the president, vice president, and other top Democrats are turning a blind eye to the issue they have played a role in creating.
Where's AOC? I assume she still has her white pantsuit. She just can't be bothered to cry in front of the Biden cages, because with Trump no longer in the White House, suddenly the suffering of those kids doesn't matter.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, along with his wife, entered a plea of not guilty to charges of bribery. According to federal prosecutors, the Democrat and his spouse are accused of receiving substantial sums of money, gold bars, and gifts in return for leveraging his influence to aid both businessmen and the Egyptian government. With the Hollywood writers' strike ended, late-night talk shows are gearing up for their return. Looks like they're scheduled to resume airing on Monday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Don't be a jackwagon. Stick with us tonight. We're going to have the best news, and you will get it here first at Realside Radio across the Fruited Plain on the GCN Radio Network, where dozens and dozens of stations all across the United States and into Canada. It's great being with you tonight. And it is also great having our guest, returning guest here, Rick Andretti, who is a fantastic voice for small and medium-sized businesses. He is an investment banker, business development and management consultant at Janus Associates, and an opinion columnist for the CEO World magazine, and you can follow him on LinkedIn. Rick, you know, you and I had a fascinating discussion a couple of nights ago talking about coming on the show, and it really relates to your most recent article, and this is something I really wanted to get your input on, because this is, for me, as a father and somebody that is a business owner, and I consult small businesses like you do, and we're working with small business owners, the constant strife in this country for quote-unquote success is paramount. It trumps all other endeavors for most people. We must achieve that brass ring, whatever that brass ring is in somebody's life. You wrote a fantastic article here, The Real Secret to Success. And I just want to say one sentence, one line that you said in here. And it said that those that can admire their own reflection in the absence of wealth or rewards or work are truly happy, successful people in life, in my view. And I could not agree more. Tell me, This is the exact opposite message of what we're getting today from our culture and our society, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks for reading it. Thanks for the comment. Appreciate that very much. You know, I deal, like you, with a lot of people that, I guess, you talk about them. We talk about success because it comes with money or reward or attaining assets and things. And as I point out in the article, it doesn't take much in California to look very far to see the symbols of success. So I started to think about it a little more and ask more questions and talk to people and did some research and found out that the definition of success used to include happiness back in the 1700s. But suddenly, I don't know, you go on Google, you find most of the definitions of success do not include happiness anymore. So I wondered why. And then I start to dig deeper and realize that success in a Western culture really means the attaining of wealth, assets, and the option to do anything you want. That's the definition of success. unfortunately, that's really not the definition of success. And as you talk to guys like Mark Cuban or Richard Branson or John Wooden or even Warren Buffett, you ask them the definition of success, which is all over the internet because people have asked them that question, you find that it includes nothing about acquiring a boat, a car, a country club, a bank account, or any of those things. Yet we seem to not care what they think because, well, they've got the money. They've already got their money, so let me get mine, and then I'll tell you. And unfortunately, a lot of people die successful but unhappy. And we were talking about that, where the attaining of wealth does not give you the attaining of happiness. And unfortunately, a lot of things get tossed by the wayside. That means people get divorced, families break up. There's a lot of all sorts of systemic problems with addiction and so on that bring on a sense of doom and gloom when it comes to why am I feeling down? I've got millions of dollars. And there's a lot of stuff written out there about this. And part of it is the psychological problem. Part of it is a Western culture problem. You don't see it as much in Europe and elsewhere. And we get criticized for it. But here we are doing it every day, regardless of what comes about. We post gladiators on our TV every Monday night football game, and we reward them immensely for it. But is it the right way? I don't know. You tell me. So I wrote it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just... You alluded to what our culture thinks is success, and whether it's, you know, the highest paid quarterback on the gridiron or the latest influencer du jour on social media. You know, you see some of these guys that are getting hundreds of millions of dollars and everybody wants to be an influencer, quote unquote. The idea of what will make us happy is something. I mean, let me ask you this. When we take a look at our culture is so much reflective navel gazing right now towards ourselves. There's a level of narcissism that permeates. People have always been narcissistic to a certain level. I got to take care of me, mine, and you know, get mine for my family. But the level of narcissism today is now somehow interweaved with this level of performance art that is, I gotta get my Lamborghini, I gotta have the $20 million hillside ocean view home, I gotta be wearing the right things, and if I don't have the right name brand watch on my wrist, I'm not gonna be considered, somebody that is successful in this world. What is it to you that is success? I mean, we could talk about all of the things, but the fact is I feel like it's what you're about to tell us is successful is completely the opposite of what our culture is telling us is success.
Probably. I say in the article, great. I don't know if you ever heard of Earl Nightingale. He's an old guy. Mm. Well, he's passed on now, but he was an old guy when he was trying to discover what we old guys are trying to discover, which is what is the real meaning of happiness. And he just summarized it, and I'll read it here. He says, the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. It's okay. That really sort of sums it up right there. If you can try to figure out what that is, it's not the fastest car, the biggest house, or money. It's really the pursuit of a worthy ideal. And I think we've so far gone to the right or to the left of that pursuit. I think that has to do with social media. And you must tell your kids and warn them about some of the side effects of social media. And I think that, like you said, social media breeding YouTube influencers, which then go and bling, bling, bling. And our kids pick up the phones. They look at this and they say, I must want that too. And it just perpetuates itself. Well, it's perpetuating itself into, I think, a lonely, isolated person whose only pursuit is to try to get the coin. And yeah, Ultimately, that's never going to bring our society together at a time when, I mean, look at what's going on in Ukraine and Russia right now. It sort of reminds us how important life really is, how important we are to one another, and how important it is that we resolve our differences. And we're about to shut down the government again because of some squabbling differences here. This is insane that we're inflicting on ourselves. But we just keep doing it. I want to search for the person or the idea or the concept of the invention that brings us together. It used to be religion. That used to have magnificent things, but then too many religions, too many differences. Let's not talk about it. So here we are trying to figure out what is the right approach. What can be said using the tools we have now, using social media, using the influencers, bringing them on board with not just making money, but bringing us together, not separating us, and trying to figure out how, in this world, before we destroy it, can we save it?
I think it's something which is a much bigger task than just a conversation on the radio. We're talking about significantly altering and changing people's mindsets in an age where, culture is really determined by the few people with the ink by the barrel, so to speak, even though it's now digital ink. You talk about real success in your article here, and you talk about self-realization. And I love the term self-realization because you refer to several authors who I've read, Covey, Napoleon Hill, Gladwell. I mean, you've got a fantastic collection of people here who've talked about this, the aforementioned Earl Nightingale, and they all relate to issues in which if you are active, if you are participating in growth in some way, whether it's in business or in family or friendships or charity or religion or whatever it may be, that you feel more content. And it isn't about taking, it's about giving, whether it's your time or whatever that may be. Is that something that you think could we somehow get our culture, whether it's on the internet or the mainstream media, to refocus again down the road? Is that possible in this culture we live in?
I don't know if it's possible, but I think it's necessary. There's a small town called Kensington in Philadelphia, which is notorious for having some of the worst homeless problems anywhere, and it just keeps growing. Up in Oakland, California, we have the same situation. Down here in Los Angeles, we have Skid Row. And every city after city where thousands and hundreds of thousands of people can't seem to find a way through our system enough to support themselves. So we neglect them. We push them aside and we give them a tent and off they go. I think we need to get back to some of the basics here. And that comes from those who can self-realize and reflect to help others who can't. And until we kind of figure that out and get acting on that right away, it really won't matter if we try to save our planet from all sorts of things, because we have to do that.
Rick, do you have to get going? Because I'd love to keep you through the break for our last segment.
No, I'd love to stay. You wanna,
terrific. Yeah, I want to talk with you about, go back to the economy, the UAW strike, and also what we're looking at right now with more artificial intelligence. All of these are big issues, which I know you've got a macro perspective on. We've got Rick Andretti, who has joined us here for this hour. It's fantastic discussion here, and you can find him at ceoworld.biz.
Life
we'll be right
can
back
be full
after
of
break.
Risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it, America. Well, we're going to try to put it all together here for you so you know what's going on in the real world at Real Side Radio. It is always a pleasure being with you, and it's a pleasure having Rick Andretti, who is an investment banker and author over or columnist over at CEOWorld.biz. Great articles that he writes. Rick, I have a quick question for you. We haven't probably spoken about this, but I was born and raised in London, England, 1970s kid, came over to the States in 1977, the oldest of four kids at the time. We made the trip on the boat over. And one of the reasons that my dad left London, 1960s and 70s London, was because of all the continual strikes and the problems that you had with unions that were inflating prices, that were causing so many problems and shutdowns for utilities, to businesses, to you name it. Well, we just are, it looks like we're coming out of one strike and we're heading into a couple of others. I'm talking about, it looks like the screenwriters have just accepted the deal with the studios, but 60,000 hospitality workers in Las Vegas just voted to authorize a strike at 22 casinos. Many people in Southern California frequent Vegas. I'll be there in a couple of weekends myself. And we got the UAW striking auto workers right now as well. That's going to be shutting down many different factories, not just in Michigan, but all across the United States. this is something that we see, you know, from time to time. What ultimate impact do you think these levels of strikes that we see have on the broader economy and the individual consumer overall?
You know, that's a great thought. I've been thinking about that, actually, because, as I mentioned earlier, the unemployment rate is a historical low, 3.8%. But you have people that are wanting to or thinking about changing jobs, and the union workers are thinking they will go at management because management has simply not shared the wealth. And part of that is true, as wages over history, 50, 60 years now, have not really kept up with inflation. And so they're looking at trying to get some of that back. And Biden has actually gone over and tried to do that. Now, we have 150 something million people employed in the United States. 10% of them are union workers, 15 million or so. So it's not a lot. But look, they got the media, they got the culture, they got the love, they got all the right moves that America just loves. You know, it's all stick it to the big man. So if enough unions in enough different industries start to say, wait a minute, let's stick it to the big man. We're just not making enough here when all of these. And part of what we saw earlier is, so all the bling bling is making the bling bling, and I'm not. If it's all about money and success, then I want more money to get more success. And one way I'm going to do that is go on strike. And so we might see some sort of wave of different unions and different workers, a labor movement in a way, just get sick and tired of the status quo and want something more. That's what I think. They might get it. What it is, I'm not really sure. It's really all a local thing. So at the UAW plants, yeah, they get all of the media. They get the president visiting there. But a small worker union in a local town that goes out on strike isn't going to get that attention. But the feelings are the same. So I think maybe it's a, like you were thinking, it's a bigger issue that's popping up in smaller venues than when you look at it at a macro level or a bigger, wider point of view, you realize that we have got a labor, employment, wage issue in this country that somebody's got to stop and take a look at and try to put their arms around so we don't find ourselves in some sort of an unwinding of our unemployment by creating more unemployment because workers don't want to work.
Here's one of the concerns that I have about all this. I think you make some really valid points here. The issue that I see, let's just take, okay, UAW isn't just Detroit. It isn't just Ohio. It's everywhere. They have distribution centers all across the United States. Literally almost, you know, in almost every metropolitan area, there is a UAW distribution center. That shuts down. You're shutting down jobs for families that are local there. You've got 60,000 hospitality workers. They're shutting down in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a 2 million person city, so it doesn't represent a majority or even anywhere close to that of the people that are employed there. But let's say there's 80 million people working in Las Vegas. 60,000 is not, you know, not a huge number. But again, you're talking about impacting things that you and I would go to. Okay, well, I'm already got sticker shock looking at Las Vegas prices the past couple of years. You know, Las Vegas used to be a place you go for a quick, you know, an innocent, you know, budget week. And now it's, you know,
$500 per person.
Yeah, it's insane. Right. The prices are now insane. So my question, I guess, really is about how does this impact in an age of massive inflation? I mean, again, folks, if you're not living in California, you guys, I know in Texas, I've got good friends in Texas, you guys are still paying $3.50 and complaining about it. It's $6.57 a gallon now outside Los Angeles. So the impact of inflation is already having a detrimental impact on the families and on small, medium-sized businesses, on lower to middle-class individuals. What does something like continual strikes do to the broader economy when the idea is, well, we need higher wages? Yes, you do. But where do those wages come from? Do you think they're going to come from the CEOs? Well, you know, it's going to come from us, right?
Exactly. Well, Elon Musk just said recently he was criticizing UAW workers for wanting twice as much as he pays his own guys. Meanwhile, he's the guy that's also promoting universal basic income. So somewhere in the middle, I guess, is the answer, where people want more money and want some money or some basic level of income from those who make money. So it's a, like you were saying earlier, it's kind of a distribution, redistribution issue related to where the wealth is and where the wealth wants to go. It's part of our culture. It's also part of our living standards, part of the things we want. And it comes down to whether or not there is a higher level of income that should be captured and redistributed or not. That's a major issue for our culture. I don't know. Maybe you start raising taxes to such extraordinary amounts that that starts the redistribution effect of the taxes that we pay. But I don't know that that's going to make people happy. I think part of that is we just don't really know what happiness is, but we do know we want more of what we don't have. And that really drives us in a herd mentality to go on strike, to ask for more money, to figure that we're not getting our fair share. And that's been around forever. I just don't think that's going to stop. I just don't know if there's a better way to go about it other than to raise minimum wages to reasonable levels that both employers and workers can agree to, and that unions can understand that they can share productivity just like management does, but it has to be at a reasonable rate and it has to be in the space of new technology. So UAW is building an old car and Elon Musk is building a new technology. Which worker should prevail in wages?
Well, I learned something tonight from you. I have an I'm a big fan of Tesla. My girlfriend has a Tesla, and I'm seriously looking at the new updated version of the 3 coming out next year. It's already out in China. I did not know that Elon Musk supports what do you call it? Basic living wage, right? Universal living wage. I did not know that. So that's interesting to me because I know that he runs his Tesla factories, giving people the option to unionize should they decide to do so. But if they unionize, they will no longer get stock options. And people are saying, okay, I'd rather have the stock options. You guys are paying me anyway. I'm treated well. And the only way that I can actually build real wealth is having equity in the company that I work for. So it's interesting because they are the most the Tesla Y is now the number one selling car across the world. It just beat Toyota Corolla. So he's doing something right, Rick.
Yeah, he is. We just haven't been able to measure what the real carbon footprint, so to speak, of that vehicle really is, notwithstanding what the wages might be, even if they're less. So it's really which side of the ledge you want to look and add things up. But overall, I think the mindset of someone who thinks a universal basic income, because AI and other technologies will essentially put modern workers who have 20, 30 years left to work out of work, is not a bad idea. It's just a matter of, just like the UAW, where is the money going to come from if it attempts to try to squeeze too much out of the profitability of the company, and then ultimately, say, GM goes out of business, and guess who bails out GM again? So it's workers don't quite understand it that way, maybe don't care. It's really a, look, you guys figure it out. I just want my fair share.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, it's great having you as always. We'll have to have you back on again down the road. Tell everybody where they can find you, learn more about you, and read your fantastic articles, please.
Yeah, Rick Andretti at CEOWorld.biz. A lot of interesting stuff to look at there, and I appreciate you guys taking a look at my articles. So, yeah.
It's always great having you, Rick. Thank you so much for spending the time with us on this Wednesday evening,
and
look forward to chatting with you again down the road, and I'll see you on LinkedIn.
Okay. All right, great pleasure, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Rick. And, folks, we're going to be back here after the break. We're going to be talking, catching up on the news, what's going on right now with the kiddie table debate, as we call it. I wonder what the ratings are going to be for this thing. I do not think they're going to be so high. Politicos are going to be watching it, but I don't know about too much else. But we really are going to be focused on a new law that was signed by the future candidate that is going to be running for the Democrat Party, one Governor Newsom. He just signed a gun law that adds new taxes and limits where owners can carry their firearms in the state of California. They are cracking down where they can right now on the Second Amendment. How is that going to impact you and your freedoms? We're going to be talking about this. Got a fantastic guest coming up in the second hour, somebody that we've spoken to before, Dr. John Lott. So don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.